Blog Talk Radio.
Jealousy. Hey, people.
Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. We are here.
As high as she can go.
That's as high as we can go and even further. Welcome, people. 1 o'clock it is. Wednesday afternoon it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here with us. And thank you for joining us on this very frigid
Not yet.
New York.
Tomorrow.
No, darling. It's happening.
No, I know it's happening, but it's going to get worse.
41 degrees last night when I got in my house,
yeah.
41 degrees. And
but it felt colder than 41 degrees. It was so damp. For some reason, it's always colder.
Because the ground hasn't had a chance to really
warm. We don't
warm.
Appreciate 41 until it's 9.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I appreciated 30.
I know.
When we had 11.
I know.
So that's,
did you see Chicago?
It's like
minus 50.
That's, you know what? I never knew it could get that cold. But
yeah, it's like how much difference do you think it could feel? Cold is cold.
Look, I got to be honest with you. If 11 degree was cold for us, when was it? Last week?
It wasn't 11. It was like 9, 8.
I can't imagine below 50 below. That's crazy.
But
that's our problem. Mm-hmm. For anybody who's listening on the West Coast, it has nothing to do with you. Go put the sunblock on. Go do what you got to do, because we're going to laugh at you at one point during the summer, and we're not going to be as envious. But
I'm not
you
laugh.
Are with us. And
aren't you lucky?
Aren't you lucky? To my left, and always close to my heart,
is
riding shotgun the lovely Elite Ziegelman.
To my right.
Lovely. Yeah, keep going. I'm liking
this. Lori Tower.
Well, okay, you could have added a couple more verses.
I could do
that. Thank you, darling.
I was thinking of it, but
it didn't come out of your mouth. That's okay.
It's not that.
And you were with She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio on another Wednesday afternoon. And you know what? What's interesting, and we were framing the show for this week. The last show that Elite and I did, we did the
March,
Women's March,
mm-hmm.
On January 19th, which was
feels like forever
I
ago.
I
have
know.
To tell you that January has been very long, very
well,
long.
Well, February would be short. So
yes,
that's the good
but
news.
I'm just saying January is very long this year.
But we were outside, and I think that the framing of the show was brought about by the wonderful camaraderie that we had, that
mm-hmm.
we enjoyed that
yes.
day. And if you were in New York, in any place
supporting women,
right, any place around the globe, there was a march going on. And I remember the first one that I did, it was really nice to see my assistant had text me pictures of her sister in London, and she took her nieces. And everybody was out and just supporting us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was really us that we were really in distress with the administration taking over the White House. But the wonderful solidarity of women and men around the globe saying, you know what, we need to stand together. We need to march. We
mm-hmm.
need to talk about our rights and what's being taken from us. So when Leet and I did the show a couple of weeks ago, it was unbelievably cold. Well, that wasn't as good.
You know what? It wasn't that cold, but standing outside for 2 hours,
right.
it got to you.
Right.
It was. Yeah.
We did. It was funny. You were out in the crowd taking pictures, and you were reading the
signs.
It was
so much fun.
It was.
That was like the best time of my life, I have to tell you.
Really?
You know, one of the best times.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And it had such. It was important for
mm-hmm.
us, for all of us to be there. But it was great because I was, you know, and you and I were in contact the whole time. And reading different signs.
Yeah.
And the carpet of people that were
just
there.
Just the energy alone. The energy alone was just great, you know.
You
felt like one. You really did. You didn't feel like no tension.
Yeah.
Nobody looking at you differently, you know. It was just like everybody was smiling that day, smiling at you. Everybody wanted to be taken pictures of. Everybody was just so into it.
And you know what was interesting? And I was using this as an example all week. You and I were reading. You were reading the signs to me. And there was this one beautiful flag that was going. And I even said there must have been, had a few hundred dollars behind.
Are you talking the one on the corner?
Yeah, the making of this. And we were just looking at it, and Elite was reading it, and we realized it was...
Yeah, it was Trump for 2020.
Yeah. And you know what the beautiful thing was, we even said, this is what democracy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to show up.
Everybody has a right to say anything they
and
want.
And say what you want. And there's not going to be heckling. If you feel funny about being there, that's your story, right? That's what you signed up for when you showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I think whoever was manning that sign left within like a half.
There wasn't
hour.
A lot of people, I have to tell you that. It had to be like four or five people.
Yeah, it was just, and you know what? They left.
Yeah. And no, they actually stayed. We thought they left.
They stayed for about an hour.
The flag was up,
mm-hmm.
and then it went down for a little bit, and then it came right back up.
And that's, you know, and again, that was democracy.
Right.
And that's what we fight for, and when anybody says...
That's the United States.
Right. Why are you protesting? We're protesting his or her right to get there and have a contrary opinion.
Exactly.
And that's fine. But that was it. That
and
was
that's
a
the best
launch.
Part of America, because a lot of countries will
may
not allow that.
May it never go away.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I don't love arguing with people, but I love the fact that we can.
Right.
And
but we
long,
have the freedom of speech.
As long as we stay civil,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know what, let's... If it's getting too heated, what I usually like to say is, let's stop this while we still have respect for each
mm-hmm.
other. And that usually just, okay, you go your separate
That's
ways. It doesn't have to get ugly. But today our show is about as wonderful.
The opposite of the spectrum.
Yeah, of that
which
feeling.
Happens so much.
Yeah.
It really does.
What happens when Sister Solidarity goes south,
mm-hmm.
you get the divisive, backstabbing, and I always say, how did it get to this point? I mean, look, people could have the right to disagree and the right to sabotage each
mm-hmm.
other, but it always seems worse when it's a group of people that's more oppressed, and women have always been as...
Well, we were taught to be oppressed.
That's exactly right.
So it's a different
dependent
story.
Class, and that's why I think it's so much.
And I'm
going
to say this again. I think I've said this in the last couple of shows, is
mm-hmm.
that after our generation, there will be no more women oppression.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely none.
Hopefully not.
Okay? Because we will be the Ulsters and still hopefully, you know, being okay in the political stance,
yeah,
you know.
I hope so. I hope so.
But I think it's going to get better and better and better.
It, you know, it has to.
Mm-hmm.
Just by way of the way I see people are showing up to all of these events, and making their
and the way we're just taking control of everything.
Yeah.
Also, I mean,
yeah.
how many producers are there now? How many, you know?
Yep.
Women are everywhere. Politicians, head of houses. Come on.
And have always been. And, you know, it's funny because as I speak to, you know, as we get older, our parents get older and our parents' friends get older.
Mm-hmm.
And as I speak to more women that are in my mother or mother-in-law's generation, and I speak to them, and they always, it's funny, I was speaking to somebody the other night, and she almost apologizes for the fact that she never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I remember she was saying that her parents didn't want her to go to college, but the odd thing was her mother was the one who said, well, you're going to get married. Why do you need it? Her father was the one who wanted her to. And it's just,
wow, that's different.
It's the flip side.
Yeah.
The thing is, women who are approaching 80 now, did not really think that education was anything.
It's important.
Because you know what?
No.
You know what? You're going to get married anyway. But my
right.
thing is,
you don't have to worry about
some
it.
If you get married, okay, education
right.
is never wasted.
No.
You can always impart what you have on your children, on your husband, make you a little bit more of an interesting person. But that was the thought in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that was done.
And this is an interesting thing. When I was researching this whole cattiness, this whole backbiting that women have. And you and I saw the series, I think it was HBO or Showtime, Feud with Jessica Lange.
It was on one of those other channels.
TNT.
FX, right.
And it actually framed, it wasn't about whatever happened to Baby Jane, the movie that Joan Crawford
no.
and Bette Davis
right.
were
in.
Right,
behind the scenes.
It was how Hollywood pitted these two women who mm-hmm. were only 40. They were already considered, okay, they're too old to be in the movies. They're too old for this, too old for that. So they created, instead of a camaraderie between these two women who could have definitely seen life the same way, well, they're out. Our roles are being outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
They pitted them against each other.
Yeah.
But that's what happens, not just in Hollywood, but we say it's man-made.
Mm-hmm.
We say it's societally based.
I think it's a little of both.
But this is, and I always go back to, the powers that be were always white males.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you usually frame the game to your advantage, and keeping women oppressed, keeping them voiceless, uneducated, is to your advantage because they're not going to be vying for jobs. They're not going to be giving you any type of backbite when it comes to
because they had no right
opinion.
Them. They had no
That's
right
exactly
them.
That's exactly right.
They have no right them. But
That's
you know what?
That's exactly right.
That also made that was also a spark to make money, you know.
Yeah.
There's this whole
yeah.
big you
oh,
know, gossip, which, you know, the
absolutely.
Whole big newsmaker in itself.
Well, you know what? And I will say this from a marketing standpoint,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I love to look at.
It was
brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was horrible to do
right.
as far as being, you
but
know.
But that's how those movies made money.
Absolutely. And yeah. the thing is they created this friction between two
and
women.
And they made sure they put them together all the time in
yeah.
the movie because
yeah.
they knew they hated each other. Because they created it.
That's exactly right. Where you had these women who probably, if they had a couple of drinks together, would have seen.
Yeah. Well,
we
how many times they got together and they did, you know, have a civil conversation?
We have more in common than we have, yeah.
Yes.
So this is what we're talking about today, how to diffuse it, why it is, why we create it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my thing is, I've always considered myself a woman's woman. Women like me. There's never any jealousy. So, but how? I've never had any of this. I've never had women being jealous because it's just, you know, I'm never jealous of women because if you have something that I want, I'm not going to.
No, you're going to dissect and say, how did you get that?
That's exactly right.
I know you very well.
I'm not going to hate the person.
No,
I'm going to think
no.
about, okay,
you're
going to
forget about the person and just go on from there.
But she has something I like. How
right.
did she do this?
Right.
I'm not going to, you know, have any ill will towards her.
Right.
I'm just going to try to figure out how to do it myself. And
yep.
I think that's...
How do I spend it in my world?
That's the difference that... I mean, men have this competition.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're not backstabbing.
But see, that's the whole thing. Men, you know, divide and conquer, but I don't think their prize is ever a woman. Now, this is what I found that I think is really very interesting. And
I
think
thought that was what you were talking about.
This is, it was actually in the New York Times, and this feminist psychologist,
okay.
Noam Spencer. I hope Noam, if you're listening, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. But this is how she actually ties this up. As women, this is the reason for our butting heads. As women come to consider being prized by men their ultimate source of strength, worth and achievement, and identity, they are most likely to feel compelled to battle other women for the prize.
Hmm.
Now, see, the whole thing is...
That's
But that's true.
Yeah.
Men don't butt heads with other men. The prize is always domination, and that could be financial.
Mm-hmm.
That could be property.
Ego but it's itself.
Right, but it's never women.
No.
But when women butt heads with other women, it's because the prize is a man. So this is where.
Yeah.
Well, this
I see that
according
maybe.
To her.
Right, according to her.
But again, this is how we weren't raised that way.
No.
But there is that template that's put in place where this is our norm.
Right. It's like saying any man would want me.
Well,
you know.
But
that,
see,
that's what, isn't that what
but that's
that,
see, the whole,
and that's why they're
the
fighting with other
is,
women because they
prize
think
is now that if you look at a man could have a child at any age,
mm-hmm.
okay? Tony Randall had a child when
yeah,
he was 80.
He was like, right.
But women have to constantly butt heads for their place on the sexual marketplace. So in other words, you have a certain time of life where you're no longer potent
mm-hmm.
as a woman. Not the way I think, but
right.
So in other words, you can't procreate. You cannot create a life after a certain point. But men can go on
mm-hmm.
and father children well into their 80s. But women are limited to 40, 45 maybe. Some women have had kids, even first pregnancy,
right.
50. So that's where the challenge is.
It goes very deep if you keep
of
thinking
course.
About it. It goes so deep.
Hell yeah.
But I could see that sense. I could
but
definitely
see
that sense,
that's,
yeah.
That's what we had. That's all
right.
we had. The prize was a man.
Right. Now I don't know if it's that so
I hope
much.
It's not. I
you
hope
know?
It's not.
Who's but on? We have everybody on board.
Everybody
Let's
on
bring
board?
Them on.
Bring them on one at a time.
Hello?
Hi.
That's my
Hi,
Nancy.
Nancy
Donahue.
I'm
going to
bring on Patty.
Hello there.
Patricia Martin, how are you?
Hi,
great.
Everybody.
How are you guys?
Welcome
Hi.
Back. After
Thank
this long
you.
Hiatus.
It was a long hiatus, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy
holidays. New Year.
Happy
everything. Because we haven't spoken since then.
Yeah, we haven't. Since
no.
Last
that's
show.
Why I'm saying it feels forever.
The last show of yeah.
Well, I don't even remember our last show.
It was the last show of December, sure.
Hmm.
How are right. you, ladies? Everybody's good?
Yeah.
I'm great. Yep. Doing well.
I hope you're
Daddy.
Nice and rested, Nancy, sitting in the tropics.
She's not in the tropics.
I know, and I hate to tell you, I'm going to the Bahamas tomorrow. So.
Oh, don't tell us at all, okay?
Oh, tough,
tomorrow,
tough,
when
tough.
It's like 9 degrees here, you're going to the Bahamas? How dare you?
No, it's for work, really, kind of, sort of. But no,
oh, I want
no.
that job.
I want that job. Are you kidding me?
And you get to
I'll
write
send,
it
I'll
off. Now that's adding insult to injury.
That's even better, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, interesting topical. I was on listening prior to, because I always like to be in the know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Give us
but,
your opinion. Now, Nancy, you being in the modeling
yeah.
industry,
right.
I'm interested in your take on all of this because, I mean, there could be a lot of backbiting there. There's the climate that's ripe for it, but maybe there wasn't. What's your take?
And what was the backbiting from? Where did it start?
Okay, so first of all, there was no backbiting with my group. Honestly, there and I think we talked about this on one of the shows. We had I entered the modeling world with such a terrific gang of girls and men that
That's
again,
wonderful.
And I'm repeating, but we were all discovered, so nobody knew their ass from their elbow, really, you know. And it was just like this gang coming together. There was only one time. In my career, that one woman who's a dear friend of mine to this day and kind of jokingly said to me, you know, Nancy, can you let somebody else get on a cover of Mademoiselle?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of in jest, but, you know, it's kind of serious. But nobody even, you know, if anything, I was in awe of a lot of women. I thought they were incredible. I wasn't jealous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone got that job, you know, there wasn't that in my day or for me. Anyway, I didn't feel that, and I don't feel like other women felt that way either because we all had enough work, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
these days, there's no work,
yeah.
hardly anybody.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the younger people are feeling now. And then, you know, I see it at castings. I still go to castings, believe it or not. But
now, when you say there's no work, is it because the modeling industry is not the same anymore? What's the difference?
Oh, no, there's just, and they don't want to pay. So I got, the other day I received an email from my agent, would you do 9 to 6, do 60 shots for $1,000? I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. 60 shots. In 9 hours.
Get out of here.
No. No. Wow. No. And then, you know, that's what's out there now. And it's just horrific. And, you know, because they're trying to cut back wherever they can. They don't pay anybody. And celebrities do all the big campaigns now anyway. So
it's the same thing with writing. Now people shop that out. And it's like, can you do a blog, you know, a 700 word blog post for $35? It's like, I don't open my computer it's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But Patty, why do you think that is? I mean, I know from the modeling perspective, but why in your world? That's just
because
crazy.
There's so many other because there's so much competition. Number one, and number two, there's so much international competition.
Yeah.
A lot of the jobs are being outsourced to like India.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No, I'm not joking. Where and the it's the devalued the prices when the bidding war has devalued writing, plus the fact writing never made, unless you were in a certain echelon, it never made a whole lot of writing of money rather, because everybody thinks they can write. Everybody learned writing, whereas, you know, to do graphic arts you have to know different programs, to do photography you have to know, you know, so writing is a little less on that scale. It's like, well, I can do that myself, or why should I hire, unless it's a sophisticated client, you know, a better informed client, the more they value you, but they shop.
Yeah. Well, so that was my next point, they value you, and, you know, honestly, my agents, they should be insulted to take this kind of job, and they shouldn't have even, you know, asked me. I mean, I'm not like, I've been around the business a long time, and I'm certainly not going to do that.
No, you're worth. You're not worth that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, but it's, you know, like Patty just said, it's like they don't value people that have been in the business for a long time. I mean, they should, you know, and that's the sad thing that's happening anyway, in my
especially
world.
To women. It's basically happening to a lot of women.
I want to know what's funny, and we've had her on the show. A lady that was a publicist of mine for a couple of years, Meryl Pearlson, she's been on the show.
Right.
And she's actually one of the top food
critics.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they made money back in the day, and now if she goes to a restaurant, she pays for her own meal, and if she gets $50 for the write-up, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Where she was able to make thousands of dollars, she was able to support herself. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, the difference now is the social media.
But
it's
the whole thing
so
is
so open now to everything.
And I asked her, "What do you think it is?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "It's the bloggers who do it for nothing."
Social media.
Yeah.
That's exactly
if it wasn't
right.
for the social media, I mean, everybody knows everything now.
Yeah.
And it but that just devalues the service for starters, and it also lowers the bar that there's lesser quality. But then again, who recognizes it at this point, you know, when
things have been dumbed
down?
Listen,
they
food
don't
critics,
recognize, yeah,
right,
they don't.
Food critics are replaced by Yelp, okay?
Unfortunately,
easy enough, okay? You go to Yelp, you'll see all the kind, you know, five stars to 3 stars.
But, you know, speaking to your field, Elite, photography.
Saturated,
everybody
uses their iPhones. Everybody's
filter.
A photographer.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, it's hard these days because between social media and also the technology these days is through the roof. It's going to get better and better. So what do we do? I was telling Lori 2 weeks ago, I was watching 60 Minutes, and on 60 Minutes they said that there was a guy that runs this whole technology system, I think it was in Japan, and he said within 10 years our society is going to be only 10% humans working.
That's very scary.
Okay, because everything else is going to be done by technology, everything. So it's going to get worse and worse. So whatever, like modeling and writing and photography, It's except Lori, her massage. That can't be replaced.
Really? That was smart way back when.
She's the smart one. But anything hands-on.
I know, but Alita, back to your photography point, there's a very famous photographer, Eric Bowman, who I worked with for many, many years, and he still works for Vogue, or still did work
Does
for Vogue.
He? Mm-hmm.
He did a little interiors and stuff, and he got more into still life and thing for Vogue. He did wonderful stories on Polly Mellon and things, but then he just got ousted because one of the editors or assistants could take a picture with her iPhone.
Of course.
Here is such a talented photographer for how many years, and then boom, gone.
Yep. And the new iPhones make it look like it's a professional photo. The better the phone, the better the photo.
Yeah.
You know. Again, I could take a good picture, but I'm not going to frame it the way Elite would. I'm just not, because that's not my eye.
But the point is, anybody really, how many pictures do a photographer takes, 50 pictures, and how many pictures are you going to use? Two.
Yeah.
It's basically, sometimes it's an accident, the picture you take. It's done out of the blue, but they only use one or two pictures out of 50 pictures. So if you take that one picture on your iPhone, it can go viral if it's beautiful by accident.
Yeah.
It's not worth
anything.
But
here's the thing. But here's the thing, what they do at photo shoots now, unlike many years ago. So when I did the shoot for this magazine out of L.A., the art director sits on the computer and he watches the shot and then he says, okay, you have it. Done. You don't even have time to create or, be artistic.
That's perfect. But that's great.
Plus
it's less work for you.
It's not good. I don't think it's good.
There's something missing. You know what I'm saying? There's the artistic integrity that's involved. You know what I'm saying? There's something about saying to somebody, do this, do it. I don't know. There's an interplay that's gone.
Again, we're going into viral. You're talking about personal trainers. You can go. Yeah. They have these things now that you could put. There's a trainer on your mirror. Okay?
I saw that.
And it tells you what to do. It gives you a session. It's like it's a virtual trainer in front of you, your size.
It's
impossible. Any job now is taken over by technology.
But I have to say that's pretty brilliant, though. I mean, that's just...
Well, that's the way technology's going.
I know, although it takes out the real life trainers, but not completely, because not everybody can afford that. Mirror trainer thing.
Those are the people that usually get those things. Or a personal trainer is not cheaper either. But getting back to our topic.
Yeah, we always get way back.
Well, to you guys, I had a thought that was sort of a quasi-reversal of what you were talking about, or the tables being turned at least. And that I recently watched on Turner Classic, they had Barbara Stanwyck in Babyface.
Oh, I love that,
And she was instructed and advised by this Nietzsche-loving philosopher to not be sentimental and to go to New York and to use her looks and use men to get what she wanted. So she was extremely calculating in how she went about that. And I guess it was quite a controversial movie when it came out. And the last, I don't understand it, because they said the last 15 minutes were cut until, I don't know, when it first came out, and that they were shocking. I found it actually very satisfying.
I don't understand.
Wait, Patty, I missed, what was the movie? I missed it.
It was called Babyface.
Babyface.
With Barbara Stanwyck.
Of course. Oh, yeah, of course.
Where she,
was there an alternate ending? I mean, I don't understand. What was the problem?
When the host was talking, he said when it first came out, the studios, they would not show, or the theaters, the last 10 or 15 minutes. And then later on they did, and it was kind of, to me it was sort of like a weird way, it was a happy ending because she fell in love.
Here's the thing. You could look at it.
That's what they cut out, that she fell in love?
You could look at it as being. Now, I'm going to take the opposite side of this and say, well, is a happy ending and full resolution, the woman falling in love and living happily ever after? Because that's not
Well, no, but it was satisfying because her emotions, she was so calculating. Her emotions finally got to her when the guy that she took advantage of, you know, went to kill himself because she wouldn't help him.
Yeah.
And then she realized that, you know, she didn't know he was going to kill himself. And then she realized that she just when she was going to abandon him, she didn't want to. And it just showed that it got through to her and that she was human after all, not just, a, you know, conniving and using her. So I found more layers. I found it to be satisfying, not because she lived happily ever after. Who knew? They might have ended up killing each other. But
that's exactly right,
But I just found the fact that she did finally, you know, let somebody in was quite, you know, quite
she
a character.
Her, her emotional side. Get it.
Which we do have.
Of course. No, but what I'm trying to say is the whole thing is we tend to, and I think this is what I want to bring about, it's if you ever were in a climate, and again, I have to say I'm always very privileged not to be in that environment where there's backbiting and so on and so forth, what do you do to diffuse it if you are in an environment where there is, you know, instead of the backpatting, there's the backstabbing of your sisters? What do you do? How do you regain some ground with that?
I've seen it more in business than personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the, you know, the All About Eve kind of
of course,
thing where women like befriend you in business just to because they want your gig.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad. I don't since I'm not in like the business world really. But I see it at my yoga studio. Believe it
really?
Or not. Yeah.
Where do you see it?
I
sorry.
At the yoga studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting dynamic. I always stay out of all this, like, little gossip.
That's how I cope
up.
With it. You know, I was going to say, it's always that kind of atmosphere with women, you know, working out, and there's a whole bunch of women around, and always jealousy gets in the way of, you know, she's better, look at the body, look, she's pretty. There's a lot of jealousy going on, but let's hear your story.
Oh, no, my story was just recently somebody got fired, your teacher got fired in the studio and for numerous reasons, but then there was a big, you know, hoopla of all these women ganging together to get her back into the studio, and, you know, and I just said, then people come up to me, Nancy, you know, what do you think, because, you know, I'm there every single day, and I said, look, everybody, you just stay out of it, because you can't be involved, and if they did fire her, they had their reasons, and you're not going to fight this Equinox Pure, you know, corporation.
So
just
you don't
everybody
know, you don't know why she was fired. There was like no gossip going around, because that usually happens with that.
Well, yeah, there were certain things flying around, but you know what, I tried to stay clear, because you know what, a lot of the yoga teachers are my really good friends, so I just can't get involved. And you know, I told all the girls who were like, oh, she wants to sue and all this. I said, just mind your own business. You know, you just all have to stop. I said, you're never going to fight this corporation, and they will never hire her back. So they have their reasons, and just let it go. Yeah, I just have to say, really copacetic. You know, I'm not one of those gossipy girls. I hate gossip shit. So, no, I just lay low. I just don't even bother. Because I can't, because I have too many friends that are yoga teachers, and, you know, and I'm old, I'm 60, what am I, I'm not 12, I'm not in high school. So.
Yeah, that's when you know better not to get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
We learn with age.
Yeah.
See, I always get my nose in there. I always, you know, I get myself in trouble. I do, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Because Lori tries to fix it.
But you know what, Nancy,
that's the problem.
No, the lovely Nancy, she's an Aquarian, I'm a double Scorpio, I'm right in there.
Of course you would be,
I know.
She has to help,
I get my nose bit off half the time, but I just go in there anyway. What about you, Patty?
Go ahead, Patty.
Well, I try to not get into gossip because I don't care. Not that I don't care, but there's nothing you can affect that will change, like the machinery. And I really don't like pettiness either. What bothers me is when it's like a personal, when it's directed to me or to somebody I know. That's when I would step in. Being a protective Leo, I would.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, no, I would
but
too.
But otherwise,
I
steer clear.
Yeah.
And I always loved being freelance because I would walk in and out of places, and I could care less about the politics.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah, they don't touch me. It's like I was like Teflon. It's like doesn't affect me, doesn't impact me, not my business. It's petty anyway. I don't really.
Yeah.
I remember saying to somebody once, I was going through withdrawal from cigarettes, and my patience was minimal, and they were like kind of reliving their day and going rehashing all this stuff, and I just stopped them dead in their tracks by saying, this is why I freelance. I don't want to hear about it. It's like,
sure.
You know.
So, Patty, I just have to tell you, since you just brought that up for a minute about withdrawing from cigarettes, I just quit the e-cigarette 30 days ago. Touch on this for a minute. It is the hardest thing ever. You know what? It's harder than cigarettes.
Really?
And I smoked cigarettes for a many long time. I quit cigarettes 26 years ago, I picked this stupid habit up. But Patty, it is hard, and this is a whole other topic.
When I quit smoke, I used to joke and say that my hobby was going through withdrawal.
Yeah,
because every
happening.
So often
yeah.
I would try to quit, and I was not successful. I finally ended up quitting with herbal cigarettes.
Yeah,
which did not have nicotine.
Yeah.
A guy at the health food. I had success with acupuncture, but then I went back to smoking after 6 months. But I was allergic to the adhesive on the patch. The gum made me nauseous.
Wow.
The Wilbutrin or whatever it's called made me depressed. I mean, I could go on
right.
and on.
Wow.
I was too willful for being hypnotized. I actually pulled out of the parking lot and lit up. You know.
Wow. But anyway, not to get off subject, but I just wanted to say.
Well, good for you, because it is hard to do. It's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing
crazy.
That it's harder than regular cigarettes. My mind is blown with that.
Well, listen, I don't know what's in this stupid stuff, but my whole point is going to the kids that are all doing this now, and it is going to be insane for them to get off. Because, you know, we have the maturity of, you know, my age and so forth. And I've fought this before with cigarettes, but this is a whole nother talk show. But
that's
anyway.
That's true.
But, you know, we could talk about addiction next time. But no, the shame of it is smoking still looks cool. Anytime I watch these old film noirs that I
know.
It still looks friggin' cool. I'm sorry. Laura Bacall with a cigarette hanging out. Cool.
Yeah.
You don't
I know
that.
It is.
Very sexy.
It's sexy. Come on.
Yeah. I know it is. It is. It is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's why you do it. That's why you do it.
Yep.
And that's the shape
anyway.
Of it. But, you know, one of the things that I put in the sizzle reel, and we're just getting back to women pitting each other against each other.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the veneer, the beautiful veneer that we have. I put something up. It's a classic picture of Sophia Loren and Jane Mansfield sitting at the same table. Patty, I know you know this picture. And Jane Mansfield, obviously a very well-endowed woman, was, you know, she's at a Hollywood party. That's, you know, that was one of her assets. So that's how you dress. She was in a very low-cut dress. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw it, yeah.
And everything is showing. That's what made her who she was. May her soul rest in peace. And Sophia Loren is looking down and giving her the stink eye. And the photographer that was there
got it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the multi-million-dollar shot.
But you know something?
Yeah.
But that's the shot that says it about most women.
Right.
And that's the one that I wanted to use in the sizzle reel because it just speaks
says
about
it all.
We're talking about. It's, you know, my thinking is if a woman has something that I can't get physically, that's their thing. But I could probably get something that she has just by applying myself elsewhere, not actually pitting myself and hating the woman for having it.
Right.
And I think that's what we need to think about.
I think it also has to do with the individual, whether you're spoiled, whether you're not spoiled. You know, it's just it all comes from the upbringing.
Yeah,
you know,
it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, for instance, all these women, you know, that wanted like change their face to look like whatever, and you know, it just blows my mind, you know, and you know, I have to admit, getting older isn't easy, you know, with every mm-hmm. wrinkle that comes on your birthday, but I still rather have what I have than have this crazy faces that I see on the
Did you watch Botched? Did you ever hear the show Botched?
Oh, God, of course, yes.
So do you see what comes on that? How many surgeries these people have? They look like mannequins.
I don't know.
They look like mannequins. I don't get that.
But it's, what you know, it goes to what you just said. It's like, you know, there's an insecurity thing going on there.
It's an insecurity, and it all comes from childhood. And it depends on your whole, you know, background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, it's usually women that are the underserved and underfortified as far as no one really matters. You know, it's not, okay, it's nice to have a night. And, you know, on a personal note, at this point in my life, I have both my, and Patty, you know this, both my in-laws are in rehab,
mm-hmm.
and they're not doing well. And I said to my mother-in-law this morning, I said, this, you only worried about being out of shape when it affects how you look.
When you need it.
But when it affects how you feel, that's what really matters.
Yeah.
And that's
what we
really need to look at. You know, don't women shouldn't worry about how they look. Worry about how you feel. Worry about how you function.
Yeah, but to get to that point, we go through all these different,
totally
you know, channels to get there.
I totally understand.
Yeah, so.
I get it. But I think that's what we need to understand.
And also, again, like we were going to say about feud, it makes money.
Well, yes. A lot of this, quote, quote,
people like
made.
To see the cattiness,
Absolutely.
Okay?
It's man-made.
I hate to say it, but my, you know, guilty pleasure is The Housewife.
Ugh.
And I watch them, I don't know if you guys watch it.
She made me watch it.
No.
But the New Jersey Housewives. Do you watch it?
Oh, Jesus. No.
Oh, okay. It's just so funny because the reason I like it is because it's so not me. And again, I watch it because I love to see women like be catty because it's funny to me.
Okay.
But they and these are real women and they're well off and they are so catty towards each other.
Now,
but you can't believe that they're being natural either.
Right,
they know the cameras are on.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's exactly
they get a certain
right.
type of person, you know.
Right. And they definitely do. They get these the cattiest of the catty. They get to appear on these shows. But all they do is fight and fight and fight.
No,
and this was what sells.
Such a waste of energy. I think those shows are just insane.
But
I can't. I actually went to a party in New York, and they all showed up. They were all there, and it was for an opening of something.
Yep.
And I just look at them like, oh, my God, this is your life? This is what you want to do with your life?
I call them non-reality TV.
Yep.
It's like non-reality. It's like...
But
living your life on the little screen is not reality.
And you know something?
Oh.
Elite and I, years ago, we were shopping a reality show.
Yeah, we wanted to do a reality show.
And we had Crybaby Media coming on. And he came up and he met us, and he was just saying, okay, what's the conflict between you two? And
mm-hmm.
we were, like, looking at each other. Okay, you're a Jew and a Gentile. Is that a conflict? And we're like,
right, they're looking for anything that would make us right
something
fight.
And I said, you know what? I could give you 100 other reasons we're going to fight. It's not going to be that.
Right.
But we were not that dramatic,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they wanted.
Yep. And also younger people.
I don't know if it had anything to do with that.
Do you have any younger people around? Trainers, younger trainers. It was all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, no. I mean, my brother and I were up for the Amazing Race, and we almost made it. And
oh, is that right? How cool.
Oh, yeah. We went to the end. We went to the end where we actually got our passport stamped to go on the trip. But, But it was quite the feat to do because you have the interview, then you have the video, then you have to spend a week at a hotel in L.A., and you cannot leave the hotel. You have to stay, you know, in the hotel
room. And this is for what?
Days.
I'm sorry. I missed what this was for.
For the Amazing Race. Then because it's to see how you can cohabitate, et cetera, you only got allowed to go downstairs for a half an hour. You couldn't go outside. You maybe had a half an hour outside, half hour at the gym, and then the rest of the time you had to spend it in your room with your sibling, and we did really well. But I think, and we were probably the 13th couple, they picked 12, but I think because my brother needed, they needed him to be a little bit more animated, which he certainly could have been, but, you know, he held back.
Well,
but
we just didn't write
it was quite a, yeah, it was quite an interesting thing, process.
Wow.
And he had to do a psych eval and IQ test and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That is really cool and very involved. I didn't realize.
Wow.
That.
Yeah, it has to be.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a quite, it was a good experience. And we're really close anyway, but yeah, it was fun. But
wow,
yeah, the,
yeah, these reality shows, there's a lot more, you know, in tail than they show, you know.
Certain
yeah.
shows,
yeah.
Yeah, certain shows,
yeah, especially the ones like that, like
yeah.
the Amazing. And how about Survivor? I could never in a million years do that.
No, no, I could not. I could not.
Actually, one of my husband's cousins. Husband, the doctor, I don't know if you watch it, he was on like 2 seasons ago. He was on it for a long time, actually. He was like the 4th one to get let go.
Really?
Yeah. Came back
wow.
as a skinny skeleton.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You
lose
can,
a lot
yeah,
of
you
weight.
You lose a lot of weight.
I could never do that, though. Ever.
Oh, you know what? I think Janice Dickinson tried that once, didn't she? Celebrity Survivor.
You're exactly
so.
Right.
Her, of all people?
She did,
all
though.
She does is complain.
But she does. But she complained and she went on. Okay. What to complain about? Why not? She's listening.
Oh, yeah.
I know her. She's listening. I don't want to say anything bad about
her. Oh, no,
her.
I love Janice. Janice is a dear heart. She's great.
Yeah, she's got a good heart. She's got a good heart.
Oh,
but
yeah, she does.
But you know something? Your agent says, listen, try it.
Right.
You haven't gotten a gig in a little bit. Try this. It's a good. The kids love this, and you're on there. That's it.
You'll be big again.
But you know something? That's the industry.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really the industry.
Exactly.
So before yeah. we let everybody go, Nancy.
Yes, dear.
I want to hear how wonderful your product is doing.
Oh, no, we're doing fantastically well. Thank you for asking. All of our old clients came back.
Of course.
And we're getting new clients, and my son George is actually, who works for Admiral, is doing the marketing. You know, as
very
long
good.
As well as, yeah, he's doing the online marketing. Jeffrey's doing, of course, doing our beautiful Instagram and all that stuff. And yeah, we're you know what, we're getting, you know, we're there. We you have everything back in stock, and now it's I'm not as stressed out as I was when
yeah,
a month ago
just
or so.
Let it do its job
yeah.
now.
Yeah, now
wow.
it's doing its job, and you know, Jeffrey and I still have to do our stuff. But now I'm the photographer for Belcourt, which I don't mind because I've been photographing a lot of yoga people and
beautiful
trainers and things. Yeah, it's great. But thanks for asking. We're doing well, and yeah, fingers
fabulous.
Crossed. Thank
good.
You, thank you, thank you.
And Nancy, you have a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
I
let me
do.
Tell you something. Damn it to hell! Elite and I are coming in, and we're going to take
we
you
will.
Out for your birthday. Period. End of it.
No, we have
to.
We've been talking
be
about this for like
how long
ever.
Are you going to the Bahamas for? 6 months?
No, be quiet. I'm going to come back on Monday. I come back on Monday, but of course my birthday night I'll spend with my son. But yes, yes, let's
okay.
for sure. But I will. We'll do it. I'll meet you guys downtown, and we'll meet halfway.
Wherever I'm all over the city. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
No,
so
I know. Okay.
It.
All right.
Don't
let's do that.
Of
thank
course,
you.
Patty. Do you have
yes.
anything you want to shout out and share?
Not especially. I'm taking a hiatus from my speakeasy and working,
okay.
trying to get my arms around some of my personal projects and hunker down for the winter and work on those. So it's kind of a nice
yeah.
period of percolation, I guess you'd say.
It's a perfect time.
Nice.
Is it still
yeah,
going
it's a great
up
time to
pattern?
Do that.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. still got some snow coming, Patty?
Yep. Yep,
wow.
we had about 5 or 6 inches
this
morning, more to come, and it's supposed to be, with the wind chill, it's supposed to be like, you know, minus double digits or something the next
oh my God.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not
wow.
not fun, not fun. And then it's supposed to go up to 40 like it within a week, so.
yeah.
it's,
well, that's crazy.
The universe
you
got to
rock and roll.
Well,
Well, Nancy will be in the Bahamas. She'll be in 80-degree weather, so she doesn't have to worry.
Yeah, right. I'll look for you on Facebook.
You guys are really
posing with her bathing suit on. Look at how hot it is. You see? This is...
No, I'm going to take a picture of myself freezing and send it to Nancy. What do you think of that?
I know. I'm sorry. Somebody has to do it. Jeffrey said to me today, "You guys, you're going away again." I'm like, "Yeah."
Yep.
I know. I got it from all sides today. So,
well,
anyway.
Jeffrey Saunders, wait. Let's give him some love. Jeffrey Saunders, PR, who always works in concert with us as far as social media placing and everything. Thank
you,
Jeffrey.
Need to meet him one day.
We love. Yeah, maybe on Nancy's birthday we'll do that. He'll come down.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, no, that would be fun.
That would be great. That would be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Put a face to the name.
Well, I met him, but you haven't yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wish I live closer, guys, but I'll send you my love from where I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be great if you could join us.
Yes, bless you.
I know.
Surprise us.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's,
come on.
That's my Patricia. That's my Patty.
Oh.
Anyway, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
And next month at this time, Nancy Donahue.
We'll talk about addiction.
Patricia Moore, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
all
you,
right,
guys.
Bye, guys.
Day, and everybody
always
stay warm.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Stay warm.
Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. That's true. And... You know, I love our discussions because they go round and round and round.
That's why it's called the round table.
It's a round table. But, you know, that's a great movie, Babyface. I forgot about that. Barbara Stanwyck, I absolutely love because she was one of these beautiful women that you looked at her and said, my God, her features were just so perfect. But
she was in Big Valley, no?
Exactly. But she was a tough chick.
Yeah.
And tough broads, as they were called in those days, didn't really make the starlet.
No, because they weren't sexy.
They were
tough.
You know what?
They were sexy in their own way, the tough way.
I'm going to say they were sexy, but they were threatening to men.
Right.
So they did. Lauren Bacall had a way of, may her soul rest in peace, walking the line of being sexy and strong, not threatening to men, and not threatening to women, which is what made her who
right.
she was. You know, she wasn't.
She was very beautiful. Very beautiful.
But you didn't. Again, she was strong.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't too strong to put off men.
Right.
But and she wasn't too strong to put off women. So it just that's the way it went with that. So lively roundtable.
Always good. Always a pleasure.
And we're going to take Nancy out. As I have to go to her house and drag her down the street, we're going to throw some drinks in her mouth for her birthday because we missed last birthday.
Yeah.
Her last birthday was a biggie for her. So.
So she's going to be 61 already?
Are you sure?
Oh, wow.
She announced it on the last show that she was going to be
61. That's
right.
Wow,
yeah.
Time is just going so fast. I can't keep up.
It's really crazy.
That's my problem.
It's really, really, really crazy.
Wow.
So that's what we're going to do. But again.
How old am I? 55? I'm 55.
Sure,
right?
you're a year younger than me.
Right.
You're in a little bit. I'm 56.
It's okay. I'm losing track of myself.
This August you're going to be
56,
and then I'm going to be 57 in November.
Wow, you're closer to 60.
I can't wait.
No.
You know,
you should never bother
because I'm going to make such a fuss.
I just don't. I forget. You know.
When I'm 60. I'm going to make such a fuss about the fact that I can do this. You're going to hate me. We're probably not going to have a show.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you right now.
Go ahead.
We're probably not going to have a show when we're 60 because I'm going to make you miserable. Because I'm going to keep saying, look at what I could do. When I'm push-ups, I'm 60. Look at this. I have a six-pack abs. When I'm 60. I'm telling you, and I'm going to annoy you, and you're going to want to leave. And that's okay.
I'll be doing 1 hour push-ups with you, and I'll do the six-pack abs.
But I'm going to be 60.
So I'll be 59 and 60 the next year doing the same thing.
My darling, I'll be there first.
All right, all right.
Annoying the crap out of you. And that's just what I'm going to do.
Game over.
That's okay. But thankful for our lovely roundtable, Patricia Morton and Nancy Donahue, and they always add something so wonderful to the show. And you know what they add that's wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
they add that curve because we're so comfortable with each other. We could just talk about anything.
And we're all different.
But the thing is, it's not, it's just like Nancy will say something.
Right.
Patty will say something, and then you realize we're a little off topic, we'll bring it back. And
right.
Right. But that's what a round table is.
Exactly.
It's just discussion and...
going round and round and round.
But we have a lot of good things happening this year, because we got our press passes, and we're going to be in all these different events.
Oh, yeah.
We have
definitely.
A few things coming up.
But now, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
and that's,
it.
And that's the beautiful thing. We could broadcast live from... I'm looking at your press pass now. Yours is different than mine. I have mine with me, and we're going to compare it after.
Because you got the...
I don't know why mine is different.
Because you got the...
International
one.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'll go, and I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, you're going.
I'll tell
you're
you about
going.
It. I'll
okay.
I'll smile.
All right.
I'm in
She's
London,
going.
Baby.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Goodbye. I'll send you the picture.
You are not leaving Gotham. You will never leave Gotham.
I love Gotham.
I know.
So, Elite, I want to talk about Topperson.
Go ahead.
You know what? They love us. We love them. Bruisers love them more. And you know why? This is the time of year, believe it or not, more people get hurt in the winter than in the summer.
They slip. They fall.
Ski injuries.
Yeah.
And it, just the fact that people are more tense when they fall now. I mean, not
they're tense
saying,
from the cold.
It's just, yes.
The
so,
cold tenses you up.
Topperson always gives you 10% us, 10% off when you mention us.
There you go.
And that's www.topperson.com. And you know something? We love the product. I mean, they have, you know what's funny? You know what does really well this time of year? I mean, not maybe this time of year, but in November?
What?
The burn cream. And you know why?
Why?
People who splash the gravy on Thanksgiving. When people take...
Oh,
well, you
yeah, even Christmas cooking
exactly.
all that time, yeah.
You take... I remember my mother always having burns
yeah.
on her arms when
mm-hmm.
she took out, you know, she was
yeah.
basting the turkey and splashing
Always
and
splashed.
Yeah, yeah.
Always splashed.
And it's funny... Burn cream does great around November to December and then again.
The summertime.
In June to August.
Mm-hmm.
So, Topperson, mention us. You're not going to get something better to accelerate the healing in whatever ails you. And I think that's it. You don't want to cover pain. You just want to accelerate the healing. So, www.topperson.com. And... mention us, you get a little something for your troubles. You know what I'm saying? What are you laughing for, Elite? What
you
are
get
you
laughing for your troubles?
But you do.
Okay, I believe
you.
You
do. What
I
else do we have to mention? Do we have anything else that we have to mention, Elite Ziegelman? Tell me.
Anything else going on? Are we going to be anywhere? Are we going to do anything?
We have stuff coming up in February and in March, but nothing.
Well,
to,
it's the end of January in 2 days, 3 days.
But we know we'll take some pictures when we go out.
Tomorrow's the end of January, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Tomorrow's my baby's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Rick.
Rickadoo. Happy birthday. 23 and beautiful and thoughtful and...
Good
yeah.
kid. Good kid.
Yeah. And politically aware of all the stuff that
she's a true feminist.
Well, she was on
true
we
feminist.
We got to get her back on again. She had a little segment there.
Yeah.
What do we call it?
We should call it the feminist section.
Millennium Fire is what we call it.
I know,
remember?
Right? But she's such a feminist. My God.
Well,
you
what's
have to
wrong
see
with
the
that?
Arguments that she has with
Good.
Steve and stuff.
Good. That's okay.
No, that's fine.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. That's the thing. You could argue and still be okay with each other. So we'll have her on again with her little segment and see what's going on.
Why not?
And I want to thank our guests, of course, Nancy Donahue, Patricia Morton. But most of all, I want to thank the lovely co-host who's been riding shotgun with me for how many years?
7.5 now.
7.5 years doing this thing with me
mm-hmm.
and making it easy and making it fun and just making me look better. by her being there.
No,
so
we do it together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So thank you.
Can't do it without you. Can't do it without me.
And it's a wonderful ride.
That's
and
it.
We thank the audience, of course.
Always.
The audience is the most important. Thank you. And we will be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
This time, different topic, same temperament. Thank you for being here. If you're going out, please
bundle up.
If on the East Coast, be very careful. Be very careful. It's just so incredibly
bitter,
cold.
Bitter, bitter.
And if you call 411, the hotline for you know, or 311. If you're feeling that your apartment doesn't have the sufficient heat that it needs, call them today. It's going to be far too cold to even think about just putting your oven on and warming your apartment. Yeah, it's
very
just,
dangerous.
And it's honestly, it's just not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. And if you know anybody who is in an apartment that is underserved as far as heat,
you have the number, right?
Yeah, 311. Just give them a call, and they will direct you to the proper
avenues to get
yeah.
there. Yeah.
So just stay warm, stay safe. We will see you next week. Take us home, Nina.
Got it.